is now 10:40 at KRLD. I'm Mitch Carr with Scott Braddock, live from the DriverSelect.com News Center. And interesting story, and Dave Lieber has a column in the Star Telegram, and you can catch him there at Watchdog at StarTelegram.com. Dave, this was all about a woman who wrote you about losing money, or finding money, rather, turned it in, and she thought, well, no one claimed it, I'm going to get it back. And the fact is, no, she didn't, because she lives in one particular city.
Yeah, one more reason, and I don't mean to upset half your audience, but maybe to live in Tarrant County. The Good Samaritan turned the money into the Dallas Police Department because her sister is a Houston police officer and told her she would probably get it back in 60 days if nobody claimed it. But 2 years ago, Dallas changed the rule. They used to give it back to you, and now they say, no, it goes straight to the general fund.
All right, now, as I understand it from your column, it's state law that they're supposed to give the money back, but Dallas has the ability to change that?
Well, no, state law says that you can keep the money and put it in your general fund, but the person who found it or the person who owns it can go to court and before a municipal court judge try and get the money back, and you can do that. But in Dallas, they just have accepted their own little policy, which is, you know, just, we're taking it, and that's the end of it.
and you found, the interesting part of your story is that you found out that a lot of people you talked to in Dallas didn't even know it, and finally someone said, well, yeah, too bad.
Well, I got the same runaround that this poor lady did, Gwen Patterson. She's a Louisville ISD teacher, and she lives in Grapevine, which if she had turned it into Grapevine, they would have given her the money back in 60 days. But she got the runaround, I got the runaround. Then I found this great police spokesman, Lieutenant C. Williams, and this guy explained it all to me, and I blessed him for that because he was great. But he basically said, we changed the rules 2 years ago, so you're out of luck. But then he said, you should still turn the money into us anyway because it could go to somebody who needs it, and you never know what's going to happen kind of a thing. And so, you know, it's a conundrum. What do? Do you turn it in, or do you keep it, or do you just turn it into a city like Fort Worth or Grapevine where you can get it back? And ironically, where she found this money, it was outside a dollar store. It's like $470.
Wow. Now.
And she chased after the car where it was under. When the car pulled out, she chased after the car, but she lost it in Dallas traffic.
Otherwise, she could have bought 470 things.
Yeah.
So the bottom line here is if you find money, turn it in someplace other than Dallas. Dave, thank you very much. Dave Lieber at the Star Telegram. He has a great column. It's called Watchdog, and you can catch him there at Watchdog at StarTelegram.com.